السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Hello my kiram, most respected brothers, our sisters of the madrasa, those listening over receivers. I had intended discussing some masail of Qurbani tonight, but I received some requests from our brothers who are there in Madina Munawwara, some friends of ours, some musallis of ours, some regular majlis attendees of ours, that they are listening over the streaming. And tomorrow they are planning to leave for Makkah Mukarrama. They say it is very, very heavy on the heart, and we will be listening. So please, if you can, have some Naat Sharif. Now is a request coming from Madina Sharif for a Naat Sharif. So how can we turn it down? And at this very moment, we could be listening there. The Mahirul Qadiri is beautiful Naat Sharif, beautiful Salam. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Although we are far from there, but Allah Ta'ala take us there in our imagination. Spiritually, Allah Ta'ala must take our souls there whilst we are reciting this salam, as if we are reciting it in Madina Sharif at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As I have mentioned many times, that this majalis that we have here, this program that we have here, there is nothing fixed. Sometimes it is tafsir of some ayat of the Quran Sharif. Sometimes it is explanation of some Hadith Sharif. Sometimes it is Naat Sharif. Sometimes it is some masail. Different fragrances. But the whole purpose is to light up the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the hearts, so that it becomes easy for us to do all that is required of us as ummatis of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's only the true love that can make the person move. Anything else you can try, it will only be temporary. But when a person gets deep-hearted love for anything, then it becomes a passion. And that passion after that makes him move. Many times I've explained that. Look at the people that are climbing Mount Everest. How difficult a thing it is. And they know the dangers. And sometimes it's snowing, sometimes it's rainfall, sometimes it's heavy wind. And they know that many, many people, as they were climbing, they went to rest forever. Everest, they went to rest forever. But still these people don't stop climbing. The marathon runners, how many of them, they know that what kind of cramps they suffered, what kind of difficulties they had to endure, especially those who were first-time runners. And even if there were plenty of time runners, then too, that it's not an easy thing to run 84 kilometers. And in some countries, they are running 100 kilometers, 200 kilometer marathon. Different kinds of feats people try to perform and achieve some kind of record, so that they can also be entered into the Guinness Book of Records. What kind of feats? It just baffles us that what kind of endurance Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given to man, that if he wants to do something, how much of endurance, power Allah Ta'ala has given to him, provided he treats it as a passion. But if he doesn't have a passion, then everything is difficult. Then to even eat food too is difficult. He will ask somebody to put it into his mouth. Whether it is true or just a story, but the Edis, they were called very, very lazy people. Those days, in the time of the Nawab Sahibs in India. Very lazy, they don't do anything. Everything is done for them by the servants and by those who are at their beck and call. So two of them were sleeping or lying down outside under the tree. Beautiful grape branches were above them. So they broke a few grapes, or somebody, one of their servants brought some grapes and left it near them and said, now these grapes are here and now I'm going, because they didn't want the servant to listen to whatever is happening. So these two people were lying down on the benches or whatever it is, and the grapes were there. So now this friend is telling that one, he said, take that grape, put in my mouth. So he said, why should I put in your mouth? You take and put in my mouth. Now, as they were carrying on like that, no one putting into anybody's mouth, and one fell off to sleep. Then a passerby, they said, take this grape and put into my mouth. So the passerby said, all this time your friend was next to you. You should have put it yourself, you're not paralyzed. He said, this lazy person here, once a dog was going past and urinated in my mouth too, but he didn't chase the dog away. That's how lazy he is. My mouth was open and the dog was going past me. That's how lazy he is. So whether it is just a story, but the fact is that he's trying to show how if a person is lazy, he can't even do that. But the person who's got passion for something, then look at what will they do. How many kilometers they run, how many mountains they climb, and how many tawafs they make, how much of zikr and tilawat they make, tahajjud, ishraq they make. How much of things they can do because of the passion. What was it? So we come back to this Naat Sharif. Salaam us par ke jisne bekaso ki dastgiri ki. Salaam us par ke jisne bekaso ki dastgiri ki. Salaam us par ke jisne بادشاہی میں فقیری کی. سلام اس پر کہ جس نے بے کسوں کی دستگیری کی. سلام اس پر کہ جس نے بادشاہی میں فقیری کی. سلام اس پر کہ اسرار محبت جس نے سمجھائے. سلام اس پر کہ جس نے زخم کھا کر پھول برسائے. سلام اس پر کہ اسرار محبت جس نے سمجھائے. سلام اس پر کہ جس نے زخم کھا کر پھول برسائے. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. بے کسوں کی دستگیری کی. سلام اس پر. سلام بھی اپون ہم. یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, the person is standing there, says, سلام بھی اپون ہم. What did you do? بے کسوں کی دستگیری. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his entire life, each item here refers to some incident in the life of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, or many, many incidents. Be kaso ki dastagiri, that was his outstanding feature. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so concerned about the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphan, the widows, the rights of those who were weak, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had greatest concern for them. Even animals, creatures, birds. Look at the number of incidents you will find in the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showing his concern. Salam us par ke jisne bekaso ki dastagiri. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, his whole life was nothing but concern for not just the ummat, that is ummat of ijabat, who responded to his call, but even to the ummat of da'wat, that means those kuffar, mushrikeen, yahud, nasara, who had not as yet responded to his call. But look at his crying for even them, asking Allah Ta'ala for their hidayat, and the amount of difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering that he's going through, just so that they may get saved from the fire of Jahannam. Otherwise, why must he go through all those difficulties for nothing? But just for that, for their sake, that they must not suffer, that was the bottom line. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could not see the suffering of any person in this world. Whether he be a believer or a disbeliever, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to see every person enjoy the best of this dunya and the best of akhirah. And for that sake he endured all kinds of difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering. Himself, he took it upon himself, so that others may get saved from that fire. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. Meaning that anything that causes anyone difficulty, any ummati, whatever would cause him some kind of pain and difficulty, it was hard upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He couldn't see it. He couldn't bear it. He would spend sleepless nights when he saw some people in difficulties. And that is the sifat of a true mu'min. That even though he may not be able to do much, we cannot have that kind of kamalat and that kind of jami'iyat, meaning that we will not be able to do everything that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did as one person. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as one person, what he did, the whole ummah until the day of Qiyamah put together cannot do it. As one person in his 23 years after the first verses of the Quran Sharif were revealed, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was informed of his nubuwat, all the signs of nubuwat were there, but in the 40th year, this crown was put on his head, officially, as we may say. People were now informed. Then 23 years after that, in that 23 years, just look at the revolution and the changes that came. You think this came just like that? Look at the very, very difficult years in Makkah Mukarramah. The 13 years were nothing but persecution, torture. Yet he hated no one. He hurt no one. He caused no injury and pain to anyone. He didn't steal from anyone. He didn't swear anyone. He didn't curse anyone. But look at the torture, look at the pain that he suffered for the sake of the ummah. The salam us par ke jisne bekaso ki dastagiri ki. سلام اس پر کہ جس نے بادشاہی میں فقیری کی. He was told that if you want, we can make the mountains of Uhud into gold for you, and they will move with you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam chose that one day he must eat and make shukr, and one day he must fast and make sabr. That's the kind of life he chose for himself. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not a very poor person. Sometimes we think that he didn't have anything, so what else must he do? We think like that. But ask all those who have gone for Hajj now, how many qurbani they will be doing. I mentioned this before also. And I repeat that most of us will look for a cheap animal there. Or somehow we will say that it is wajib, we have to make one qurbani. So therefore make one qurbani, one share, take in one camel. And that we will bargain as much as we can. I am not saying that it is not permissible. What I am saying is that the most, how much we will make? One qurbani, two, three. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, 100 camels. 100 camels. In those days. And any poor person make qurbani of 100 camels. And 63 camels he slaughters with his own hands. How strong he must be to slaughter 63 camels with his own mubarak hands. Generally we have to drag our animals for qurbani. And here the animals were coming forward and say, Ya Rasul, as if they were saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if your mubarak hands, that knife in your mubarak hands has to go over my throat, then what muqaddar? What a blessing for me. So they were as if going forward. Slaughter me, slaughter me, slaughter me. I must not get left out. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must not get tired and leave me out. 63 slaughtered with his own hands. Without saying much, it was as if he was saying that my lifespan is 63 years. And the balance of the camel was Ali radiallahu ta'ala. But the fact is, 100 camels can a poor person ever slaughter, do qurbani of. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam chose for himself a kind of a life in which there was no question of even keeping one coin for tomorrow. Not one coin for tomorrow, one gold coin, save it, put it in some bank. But for the ummah at large, he gave us the deen, which is very, very practical, easy. There are masail of inheritance in deen, the masail of zakat, the masail of qurbani, masail of sadaqat, so many other masail. Now there was no need for all these masail if there was no permissibility to keep any money or save any money. Then there was no need for all these masail. Everyone should have been told he must keep absolutely nothing for tomorrow. But to show that his yaqeen and his tawakkul in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was of that level, that he had 100% yaqeen that tomorrow's risk will come tomorrow. Now we don't have that kind of yaqeen. So therefore we are told we must keep something, save something. And if a person doesn't have anything and now he goes to this travel agent and says, well, I want to go for Hajj. So he says, bring the money. What are you so worried about money? Tomorrow it will come from wherever it will come. Will he give you a ticket? So for us, they are masail. He for himself chose that 2x2 room. But for the ummah at large, I don't know how many times I must have mentioned in different places, that look at the dua of wuzu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, Allahumma aghfir li dhambi, wa wassi'li fi dari, wa barikli fi rizqi. Ya Allah, forgive my sins. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had absolutely no sin. He was masoom and sinless. But he's teaching the ummah the dua. We are going to make namaz. We are making wuzu. So now make dua after the wuzu. Ya Allah, forgive my sins. Now that every person can relate to, because he's going to be making namaz. He doesn't want to go into this namaz with the burden of sins and with the mountains of sins on his shoulders. So therefore he's asking forgiveness of sins. But then where does this wasi'li fi dari come in between? Spaciousness in a home, not lavishness, we're talking about spaciousness. Because this person, if he is alone, still he can live in one room. But if he's got a family, he's got parents, he's got uncles, aunts, brothers, sisters, they will come and visit, where are they going to all sit? If he gets married, then now he'll have his wife in that one room, how difficult it will become. If people come to visit him, where are they going to sit? So he'll need another room. Then he will get children. Now those children also, they may be boys and girls. As they grow up, you need another room. So he's asking for spaciousness. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us, ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for that. Now when the person is going to ask for spacious home, he's going to ask for wife, children, everything else, so he'll need rizq. Now when the visitors will come, how is he going to feed? Look at the mu'jaza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, dua also, Mubarik li fi rizqi, ya Allah, give me barakat in my rizq. Because the expenses are increasing, so now you need barakat in the rizq. So that is for the ummah at large, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us, that you must make this dua. But for himself, Badshah, he may faqir. Allah Ta'ala could have made him a Badshah. And he was the king of kings in this world. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had made him such that he chose for himself the life of a poor person. But he didn't make that compulsory on the ummah. For the ummah, look at all the guidelines that have been given. That you can progress as much as you wish, so much so that you can even become a badshah on the land. And you will get shade and throne, shade under the throne of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah. If the person is sultan, but he's adil, just and fair. So, badshahi me faqiri. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had absolutely no attachment to anything of this world. No attachment at all. For us, we are told, if you have things of this dunya, then make use of it. But still, the heart must not be attached to such an extent with the dunya that it becomes a barrier, that it prevents the person from going towards deen. From this connection and bond with Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if that dunya is becoming a barrier, so then it shows that the person has given his heart to dunya. And that is our condition, unfortunately. A person will have one business, then he'll say, well, it is deen. To earn halal livelihood is deen. So then he'll say, I'm opening another one. Because it is deen. Then another one, and another one. And then what happens? Now his heart is torn. So into so many different pieces. One piece in this factory, one piece in that shop, one piece in that mill, one piece in that factory. Now like that, he's got so many different pieces. And we don't have that kind of heart which can accommodate all this and plus Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and deen. So what will happen at the end of the day? His namazes will be affected. His ibadat will be affected. There will be no tilawat left in his life because he's 7 to 7 years to work. And when he'll come home, he's exhausted. There's no family life left. The person's children are neglected. If somebody is in hospital, he's got no time. If somebody is dying, he can't go for janaza. All these types of things, if they happen together with all those business commitments, then it shows that it's dunya. But if that person's heart is not attached, then he can have a massive business, he can have a massive supermarket. But if his heart is not attached, as Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jalani, Rahmatullah Alayhi, and others, they were big businessmen. But it didn't affect one bit his khidmat of deen and everything else. And if there was a loss, it didn't affect them. And if there was a profit, it didn't go into their heart. They made shukr of Allah Ta'ala on profit, and they made sabr if there was a loss. Finished. On losses, they didn't commit suicide. The person comes and informs him that that ship which was bringing your goods, old ship load. Now we've got containers. Those days was old ship load, is to load and bring. So it sank. So he lowered his head and raised it up and said, Inna Lillah. After some time, another person came again. Said, no, there was a wrong information. It wasn't the ship that was carrying your merchandise. So he lowered his head and again picked it up and said, Alhamdulillah. That's all. They asked him, that didn't have any effect on you, and he said the whole ship sank. He said, if he sank, of course there was no question of him not paying zakat. There was no question of him not fulfilling the rights of that wealth or earning it in any haram way. So he said, Inna Lillah. It was from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala took it away. Inna Lillah. And when he informed that it came back, or it's not, it wasn't your, the ship that was carrying your merchandise, then a mu'min will make shukr again. He mustn't show independence that I didn't really need it. Now he's making shukr. Fulfill the rights. A mu'min and a Muslim, they say he's Ibnul Waqt. Ibnul Waqt. What does that mean? Whatever that occasion demands, he fulfills the right of that occasion. Where there is a need to cry, he cries. If his child dies, he doesn't start laughing in. Some people laughed when some family member passed away or a child passed away and they were pious. So people thought that their stage was very high. That they were still smiling and laughing. They say, the person died, he died. What Allah Ta'ala took him away, finished. But whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed to us that when his son passed away, he cried. He shed tears to show that that was the right of that child. But by his tongue, he did not say anything that was not haq, for there was no complaint of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Ibnul Waqt, so fulfill the right of that time. The occasion, what does it demand? If the occasion demands laugh and joke and a little bit of smile, then that is what you should do. Now when he's demanding laugh and smile, and that time the person cries, then when demanding cry, that time the person laughs, he says something wrong with this person. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, badshahi mein faqeeri ki. Salam us par ke asrar-e-muhabbat jisne samjhaye. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the asrar of muhabbat. He was full of muhabbat. Muhabbat for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he thought. Who else could have informed us of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's greatness? And who else could have been teaching us about the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala than Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Salam us par ke asrar muhabbat jisne samjhaye. If you look at Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's companions, we just can't find an example in history of the type of love that they had for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now where did they learn this from? So many of them came from the backgrounds of kufr, shirk. So many Yahud accepted Islam. So many Nasrani accepted Islam. So many munafiqin became mukhlisin. And then look at their lives. What kind of muhabbat? What kind of muhabbat? And it is just from that muhabbat that we find after that the awliya siddiqeen, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them those kind of hearts. That although Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not in front of their eyes as he was in front of the eyes of the sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, but when we hear these awliya siddiqeen, these pious and righteous Allah walas, when they speak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam muhabbat, or when they talk about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat, it is as if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is right in front of them. Salam us par ke asrar-e muhabbat jisne samjhaye. Salam us par ke jisne zakhm kha kar phool barsaye. Even after he was wounded, stones were thrown at him in Taif, in Uhud. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how many places he was wounded, literally wounded. Literally wounded. He bleeds profusely, profusely. One drop of the blood of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was far more precious than all the gold and silver and the oil wells and the platinum and the uranium and the gems and the jewels of all the world, and of Jannat and of Akhirah. Put everything together, that one blood drop, or that one drop of blood was far more precious. Yet how much of it was spilled, how much of it was shed for the sake of this Mubarak deen. He wanted that we should become the recipients of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy. And for our sake, he stands whole night in prayer, his feet swell. Salaam us par ke jisne khoon ke piyason ko qabae di. Salaam us par ke jisne galiyan kha kar duaye di. Those who swore him, those who cursed him, those who criticized him, those who mocked him, they ridiculed him, they called him madman, they called him magician, they called him what names. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was nothing but forgiveness for everybody. Those who threw stones at him were also forgiven. Those who were thirsty for his blood, they were forgiven. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam held no grudge in his heart against anyone. He used to get very, very angry when it came to certain matters of deen. It is mentioned that his face used to turn red like pomegranate sometimes. But that was for the sake of deen. For personal self, there was no question of grudge, no question of revenge, nothing but forgiveness. He announced his forgiveness. And that is what we have to do. That natural grief, natural sorrow, natural pain, that will be there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself told to Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala an, when Hazrat Wahshi accepted Islam, that when I see you, then it reminds me of my uncle. Wahshi, when he was not yet a Muslim, he was the one that stabbed to death Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a beloved uncle of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, when I see you, it reminds me of my uncle. Because his uncle's nose was cut off, his ears were cut off, his heart and liver were removed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a mountain of patience, could not hold back his tears. Then he saw the body of Hamza. So he thought as a lesson that sometimes a person does not agree with someone, does not get along with someone, or had some problem with someone. So still, if you meet the person, make salam, forgive the person. But it's not necessary that you keep the same kind of relationship again. That's not necessary, although it could have become very difficult for the Ummatis. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, he could have allowed Hazrat Hamza Wahshi to sit in front. You think he who forgave so many people, he can't forgive him. He forgave him, but that was for us who were going to come long after him. And we do not have that kind of a heart and capacity. Salaam us par ke jisne zakhm khakar phool barsaye. He rained flowers upon those who caused him injury and pain. Salaam us par ke jisne galiya khakar duaye di. The angels were there. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told him, if you want, Allah Ta'ala will crush these people between these mountains. They are the angels of the mountain. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, if they don't accept Islam, somebody in the progeny will accept Islam. And look at how many people in the progeny accepted Islam. In Ohad Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Ya Allah, give hidayah to my people, they don't know what they are doing. They are unaware of my status and position. Galiya khakar duaye di. And our situation is this, that if somebody is giving us dua, also we'll give him gali. How many people? We will give them dua, and they in return will swear, and curse, and talk ill. Complete reversal. Salaam us par ke jisne galiyan kha kar duaye di. Salaam us par ke dushman ko hayate jaweda de di. Salaam us par Abu Sufyan ko jisne ama de di. Salaam us par ke dushman ko hayate jaweda. Those who are his dushman, those who are his enemies, give them life. Abu Sufyan was an arch enemy of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And look at the preparation that he made when he came to Badr. And all the other things of history, we can't go into details. But when Fatah Makkah took place, when the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah took place, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, whoever enters the Kaaba Sharif, amnesty. So many people he gave amnesty. And not only gave them amnesty, he said, whoever enters the home of Abu Sufyan, also amnesty. The one who was such an enemy, he said, if you go inside his house, then amnesty for you. Person who goes in his house and locks his own door, amnesty for you. Everyone is gathered in front, he said, what will I do to you now? Look at their response at that time. La tasriba alaykum al-yawm, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tells them. It's just as that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam forgave his brothers, no revenge, like that you all became. Those who were after his blood, those who stoned him, those who mocked and ridiculed and criticized him, those who called him all sorts of names. Ah, what Nabi Allah Ta'ala gave to us. My dear friends, if you are listening to me there in Madina Sharif, you still have an opportunity of making another salam until tomorrow, or maybe two or three times salam, on behalf of the congregation that sits here in Masjid An-Nur this part of the night. Listening to this salam, I request you to convey my salam and their salam. Ask for our shafa'at. Salaam us par watan ke log jisko tang karte the. Salaam us par ke ghar wale bhi jisse jang karte the. Salaam on him, watan ke log jisko tang karte the. For those who may have come in a little late, I had mentioned at the beginning that the request from some brothers of ours who are listening in Madina Sharif live now on the stream, that I should have some Naat Sharif, because they are leaving tomorrow for Makkah Mukarramah. Salaam us par watan ke log jisko tang karte the. Salaam us par ke ghar wale bhi jisse jang karte the. All around him, his family, his tribe, his people. What kind of trouble they were giving him. And yet he was a person of the most beautiful character. His character, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself mentioned in the Quran Sharif, وَإِنَّكَ لَقَدَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That kind of character. On the highest pedestal of sublime character. Salaam us par ke jiske ghar mein chandi thi na sona tha. Salaam us par ke toota boriya jiska bichhona tha. Look at your bedding. What furniture was there in his home? no gold, no silver. And yet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after Him, He was the greatest. And because of Him, we have everything today. Salam us par ki tuta boriya jiska bichona tha. Salam us par jo sachcha hi ke khatir dukh uthata tha. Salam us par jo bhookha reh ke auro ko khilata tha. Salam us par jo sachcha hi ke khatir dukh uthata tha. Salam us par jo bhookha reh ke auro ko khilata tha. Salam us par jo ummat ke liye raaton ko rota tha. Salam us par jo farshe khaak par jaado mein sota tha. We'll stop there for tonight. He used to stay hungry and feed others. Ummat ke liye raaton ko rota tha. His crying at night was for the ummat. When he is informed that ummat for whom you cried so much, as I'm making my dua always, when he is informed, and he's informed twice a week, he's informed the condition of the ummat. When he's informed that ummat for whom you suffered so much, that ummat for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummat for whom you stood whole night in prayers, that ummat for whom you cried so much, so much, so much, that ummat for whom you fell down unconscious in the battle of Uhud, that ummat for whom you bled so profusely in Taif that your shoes Mubarak were filled with blood. That ummat in discourse, cinema, theater, adultery, fornication, porn sites on the internet, filthy magazines, neglect of salat, neglect of zakat, neglect of fasting, fights, quarrels, arguments, disputes, attacks, criticism, condemnation, rejection, no haya, no shame, no modesty. Music in their lives, cinemas, theatres and discos, nightclubs, photography of all kinds. So much so that even music at the Rosa Mubarak, music in the Haram Sharif, filthy, filthy things on the cell phones. What kind of pain it must be causing to the sensitive heart of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina. Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim. Ya Azal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Azal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Azal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Rabbana Zolamna Anfusana Wa Illam Taghfir Lana Wa Tarhamna Wa Kunanna Min Al-Khasirin. Rabbana La Tu'akhizna In Nasina Aw Akhta'na. Rabbana Wa La Tahmil Alayna Isran Kama Hamaltahu Ala Alladhina Min Qablina. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Hey Rabbi Kareem, we acknowledge every sin of ours. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. Day and night, we have disobeyed you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who cried for us, he who endured so much for us, he who has troubled so much, he who has tortured, he who has stoned, In the Battle of Uhud, the pins of his helmet penetrate his jaws. He falls down unconscious. Intestines of animals, filth, put onto the body of the most pure that was ever born, whose perspiration also, the fragrant smell of which even the most expensive itar of Madina Sharif did not possess. On his park body, intestines of animals, when he goes down in sajda, in the Haram Sharif, Rabbe Kareem, give us the realization. Give us true appreciation. How long are we going to remain drowning in the ocean of sins? How long are we going to remain disobedient to you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How long is going to be the atmosphere and environment of our homes, that of Dajjal and of Shaitan? How long are our homes going to remain cinemas and discos? Rabbe Kareem, ab to maaf kare. We are tired ourselves committing sins. Hum khud thak gaye. Bring a turnaround of our hearts. Give us such a bond with you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from. Rabbi Kareem, bless us with barakat in our homes, in our life, in our businesses, in our time. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill your rights, the rights of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the rights of the ummah, the rights of our parents, children, brothers, sisters, family members. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. It's not difficult for you to give us hidayat, my Allah. We are not justifying any of our sins. We are indeed acknowledging every sin of ours. Our brothers and sisters, who are in Madina Sharif, and will be departing from Makkah Mukarramah, Ya Allah, make maqbool the haziri in Madina Sharif. The salat and salam with the Rauza Mubarak. Their ibadat, the zikr, the tilawat, the durud Sharif. Ya Allah, overlook, forgive any shortcoming weaknesses. Take them safely to Makkah Mukarrama. Bless them with maqbool and mabroor hajj. Make maqbool their umrah. Make maqbool their duas. Give us a share, my beloved Allah, in their duas. Those who are sick and ailing, ay Rabbi Kareem, give them shifa. Whether they amongst us in hospitals, clinics, homes, anywhere they may be, bless them with complete shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam begged for us. Bless the ummat with that goodness. From all the mischief, corruption and fitna that he asked for protection, protect us. And the ummat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of the ummah around the globe, at present especially in Pakistan, Indonesia, Kashmir, Sudan, Somalia, Palestine, throughout the world, my beloved Allah, wherever there is suffering, remove the pain and suffering. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ امید کرم آیا، don't let the angel of their fineness in a disco, cinema, theater, any kind of haram, adultery, fornication, porn sites. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Give us the himmat and courage to stay away from sins. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا، وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا، بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی، وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، فتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم، برحمتك يا ارحم.